Checking in on a Thursday morning with Dave Lorenz of Travel Michigan. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
All right, let's see here. We've gone all around the state and checking things out and fun things to do. One of the things I know that a lot of people enjoy are lighthouses, and Michigan's got a couple of them, don't they?
Yeah, we have just a few. You know, one of our TV commercials that we've been running all this spring in the Pure Michigan national campaign actually concentrates on America's castles, we call them, mm-hmm. Michigan lighthouses. We have over 120 lighthouses that dot Michigan's 3,200-mile coastline. So, you know, there are lighthouses everywhere. And the cool thing about them, they really do draw people. There's just something kind of mysterious about lighthouses. A lot of them you can tour. And, of course, everybody wants to climb the tower. Little tiring, but mm-hmm. a lot of fun, and certainly worth it once you get to the top. Unsurpassed views of some of our beautiful Great Lakes areas.
Yeah, and they've all got kind of neat stories about how this one was developed, or the lighthouse keepers, what they, you know, who lived there and what they did and how they lived. And each lighthouse has got its own story, which is a lot of fun.
Sure is. And, you know, they've done such a great job in interpreting that story. It's not just signs anymore. You know, it used to be you'd go to museums or you'd go to historical sites and there'd be a sign, and that would be it. Well, a lot of times at these lighthouses now, there are actually reenactors. I know, like up at the Mackinac Light, if you go up there at Fort Michilimackinac or just to the right of that, I always forget what the next park is called, but to the right of the bridge as you go north, you go to that beautiful lighthouse, they're going to have people, you know, dressed up in period costume, just like the people who lived there. So you not only get to see what they might have looked at, you see all the house settings, just like they might have been when they lived there, but people there who really have learned all about the history, and they'll tell you all about it.
Yeah. Now, if people go to Michigan.org, do you guys have a lighthouse tour set up, or how would somebody just say, hey, I'm going to take a week and cruise around for a while?
Well, you know, lighthouse touring is so popular. It's one of the few actual tours that we actually do have on Michigan.org. So if you go there right now and you look for driving tours, you will find lighthouse tours. There are plenty of them set up, and they're set up regionally. So if you're going to be in that northeast sector of the Lower Peninsula, you'll learn about, you'll learn how you can get from lighthouse to lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories of lighthouses, like the old Presque Isle Lighthouse, one of the oldest surviving lighthouses on the Great Lakes, built in 1840, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Apparently, they were afraid that thing was going to fall down, so they built one like 30 years later. They both still stand. So, you know, they last forever.
Yes, they do. And again, it's something that maybe you can, pack the family up, or even, you know, a solo trip. Maybe you want to do a solo road trip, something like that, to check out the lighthouses.
It is one of those things you can do. And of course, the thing that I like about the gift of travel is, mm-hmm. and the idea of traveling, is that you get to meet so many people all along the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel in a big group. You can always find a lot of people along the way, too.
Well, you know, and just another thought I had, too, again, to tie this all in is, you know, when we think of Michigan because of our current situation and our current past, we think automotive. But Michigan has had a great maritime heritage, too, and the lighthouses are a part of it. And I know when you go to these communities, you learn a little bit more about how shipping and the French explorers and all of this took place. So it's a whole other angle of Michigan that we don't think much about, I don't think.
That's right. And history doesn't have to be boring either. There's been a lot of really interesting, neat things that have happened in our history. And maritime history is certainly a very integral part of the Michigan story.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn all about it as you travel Michigan and you check out the beautiful lighthouses along the way.
Very good. Well, Dave, again, Michigan.org is the website to go to, correct?
Yes, sir. And if you'd like to give us a call, just call us at 888-78-GREAT, and we'll be there for you as well.
Very good. All right. Well, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Dave Lorenz with us, Travel Michigan, here on WTCM.